Become a Corporate America Boss. In this podcast, we will talk about the mindset and principles from my book, Corporate America Boss, and the process to becoming a boss within the company you work for. This is not an entrepreneur, business, or real estate podcast. It's not. This podcast contains interviews from live cab coaching sessions and live sit-down interviews with other Corporate America bosses and learning their journey in the Corporate America workforce. Learn how to become more to receive more. More promotions, more pay raises, more responsibilities, more career opportunities. Don't just be an employee, become a Corporate America boss. How to leverage LinkedIn for potential job opportunities elsewhere or for potential advancement in your current company. Again, this is how to leverage LinkedIn. LinkedIn is probably one of the biggest hidden gems in the Corporate America marketplace that a lot of people do not put enough respect on the value and the resources that LinkedIn has. LinkedIn is literally your digital resume every single day. And a lot of people are not aware, but there's a lot of companies that pay top recruiting companies a lot of money to find top talent, to find top quality. So now if you have your LinkedIn presented in a certain way, you now have recruiters every single day that can reach out to you to talk about other potential job opportunities that you might not even realize existed simply because you're not paying enough attention to LinkedIn. We talk so much about how we want to get to the bag. We want to get to the money. We talk so much about trying to get to the money, but yet we rarely ever get on LinkedIn. Then a few people that I do see get on LinkedIn, half of them don't even have a picture of themselves on LinkedIn. You don't even have no job descriptions, none of your employment history, and you don't realize how there's so many opportunities that could be out there for you by not updating your LinkedIn. So here are three different ways that you can leverage your LinkedIn for potential job opportunities elsewhere or to be able to position yourself to be able to get promotions with the current company you're with right now. So the very first thing, tip number one, update your employment history. You need to make sure that your employment history is updated to today. So you need to go online, go on your LinkedIn profile and make sure that all the promotions you've received within a certain company are all updated. All the dates are accordingly updated. And all the information about the positions are also updated as well. And in that employment history, make sure that you're putting any type of awards or certificates that you received. There's actually a section on LinkedIn that you can attach photos. So if you have different awards, different trophies, different certificates you got at the job, now you can literally have that included in your employment history. So now any recruiters looking at your page to try to link you with another company or with a different position, now they can see all of this information. So this does nothing but give you leverage. So now when the recruiters reach out to you, now you got the leverage on your end. Now they gotta tell you why you're a good fit for this company, why this position might be a good fit for you compared to what you're doing right now. But if you don't have your profile positioned in a certain way, they're not even gonna know that you're out there. There's thousands of different profiles out there that they view. So you got to do the small little things to make your profile more and more visible to these recruiters. So make sure you're updating that job description. Don't just put customer service representative at this company. What was your role at the company? Were you taking phone calls? Were you doing inventory? Were you doing outbound calls? Whatever that job title was, make sure you add that as small little bullet points to it, because your title might not tell a recruiter what your skill sets that you're capable of. Your title might say customer service rep. Well, if you were a customer service rep, but you had other responsibilities and promotions that's different than the typical standard customer service representative, that recruiter needs to see that. So make sure you're including just those small little bullet points to it. It's all about leveraging your profile to get out there to as many recruiters as possible. Also, when you're on your profile, try to find as many as your coworkers as possible. Now, remember, LinkedIn is not a social profile page like Facebook, like Instagram, like Snapchat, like TikTok. So if you got coworkers that you know are on LinkedIn, who cares if they were your best friend or not? As long as they didn't disrespect your mom, your parents, something like that, add them on there. The more people you have as connections on LinkedIn, it increases your visibility to all these recruiters. Now when they're searching for people with certain positions, they can now see, oh, this person has 400 connections, 500 connections, rather than this other person only has 50, 60. It's going to be more visible to them. So this isn't about being friends right now. This is about positioning yourself for your employment opportunities that you're trying to get. Tip number two, endorsements and recommendations. Endorsements and recommendations. This is by far the biggest hit gem on LinkedIn a lot of people are not paying attention to. You can find your coworkers, find your old managers on LinkedIn, and then once they accept you as a connection on LinkedIn, you can actually reach out to them and say, hey, I want to request a recommendation. So now instead of having to worry about on the day of the job interview, actually got to go back to all these employers and get these recommendations, you now have these recommendations that's on your profile that still stays with your profile for as long as you keep your profile active. And the membership for LinkedIn is free. So now you have all these options that recruiters can see on your page that, oh, this person said these amazing things about you. This person said these amazing things. This person, you now have these recommendations right there following you that they can see. Now your recommendations are doing nothing but selling you to the recruiters, to these companies. So when they reach out to you, they kind of have a good idea that you will already be a good fit for them. So it's not wasting your time and it's not wasting their time. Also, endorsements. Endorsements is a feature that you can say, hey, I endorse my former coworker for great customer service skills. I endorse them for sales. I endorse them for manager skills. Whatever the role was in that position you are working at, now they can see all of these endorsements and recommendations. And again, this is all about boosting your profile to these recruiters at the end of the day. To be a corporate America boss, you need to boss up and you need to do these little things to make yourself and your profile stand out from everybody else. If you're not asking for recommendations on LinkedIn, you're not serious. Point blank, period. I don't care if that hurts your feelings. You're not serious. We spend all this time on Facebook, on Instagram, and a lot of us are just doing it just for social pleasures, which is fine, but we're not even taking advantage of the resource of LinkedIn. There's so many options, so many opportunities out here on LinkedIn we're not taking advantage of. So tip number three, professional headshot photo. Now, if you already currently have your own professional headshot photos, then you can just add those on there as long as, again, it's still current to how you look today. But don't put the same profile picture from your Facebook, from your Instagram, on your LinkedIn, unless it is a professional looking photo already. This is completely different. LinkedIn is social media, but it is not the social media of Facebook, Instagram. You can have so many opportunities that you were qualified for that they didn't even reach out to you about because of what you put on your profile. So keep that in mind as well. Every single day, there's a recruiter looking at your LinkedIn profile. The question is, will they bypass your profile because there's not enough information that tells them enough about you? Or will they now specifically put your profile in a certain pile that they can now tell this company that, hey, you should reach out to this person. This person is a good fit. Because that's what the recruiters get paid for at the end of the day. So make sure you have a professional headshot photo. If you don't have one, reach out to a photographer. They're not expensive. It only takes more than 20, 30 minutes. You don't even got to have the actual dress pants at the bottom. You can come in there with jeans and just dress shirt up top just to have this for your LinkedIn profile. This is something you should have in your repertoire, in your portfolio anyway, but you definitely need to have this for LinkedIn. And one bonus tip I'm going to give you all, you need to be on LinkedIn just as much as you're on these other social media platforms. Again, this is not, if you're not serious about being a corporate America boss, if you're not serious about setting yourself up and standing out from these other companies and positioning yourself to get different promotions and to be able to move up in the corporate America field, then this is not for you. But you need to be on LinkedIn at least 15 to 20 minutes for a couple times throughout the week. Just update things. Follow, if you had a company or a specific job that you want to do, for a company, follow that company on LinkedIn. Now every time that they post a job opportunity, you get alerted. Now every time there's a new position available, you get alerted. Now every time there's new news going on about the company, whether good or bad, now you get alerted. But we need to take advantage of what we have right now with LinkedIn, because who knows how long it's going to stay free. Now there is a paid feature on LinkedIn. I'm not too familiar with, so I'm not going to tell you about anything that I'm not familiar with. But there is a paid feature that I did hear has a lot more bonuses and benefits as well. But again, in this economy coming up, Amazon has already said they're about to start laying off people. Salesforce has already said they're about to start laying off people. Macy's officially announced that they have now shut down their doors and about to be closing for good. So I need to make sure I remember that so I can get some clearance sales. But the entire workforce is shifting right now. We're in a time right now where this is shifting, and you need to position yourself so you are either A, not one of the first people that they let go in the company because of the value that you bring, or B, if you are one of the first the people that they let go, you've now positioned yourself on LinkedIn with different opportunities elsewhere, with different organizations, to where now you can be able to get something just like that, just like that. So again, remember, don't be just an employee, become a corporate America boss.